This is Montana News on a Northern News Network. I'm Don Elliott. The University of Montana Foundation with the W.A. Frank College of Forestry announced a new fundraising campaign to construct a new building for the College of Forestry. Montana lawmakers appropriated $25 million to help with the construction of the new building in 2021. Another $20 million in donor support is needed to get it into the construction phase. The outlook for the Bitterroot Valley's aquifer is mixed as groundwater levels decrease following 3 years of below-average precipitation. There were a total of 16,000 wells in Ravalli County in 2000. In 2023, that number jumped to 25,375, according to Sarah Edinburgh, a hydrogeologist with MBMG. Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Down come who? Pump it up! Pump it up!
Don't have time? Make a stop at your local Town Pump. White Claw, Mike's Lemonade, or Cayman Jack 12-packs, only $17.99. Plus, members save an additional $3 when you buy two, only $16.49. Town Pump, convenient and right down the road.
Town Pump,
right down the road.
Pump it up!
A bill designed to redistribute marijuana tax revenue towards county road repairs and conservation projects is dead. The Montana Secretary of State's office Friday stated 62 lawmakers voted to overturn a veto of Senate Bill No. 442 by Governor Greg Gianforte, falling short of the 100 needed to overturn that veto. As far as snowpack is concerned, the state has made some advancement in the past few weeks. Natural Resources Conservation Service water supply specialist Eric Larson told our sister Northern Ag Network's Coulter Brown, snowpack, however, remains well behind normal.
You know, classic Montana fashion, we receive a good 20 to 30 inches in places in Montana. Areas of greatest concern are the Sun Teton Marias, Upper Clark Fork, and the Upper Missouri River Basin around Helena. Snowpack there ranges from about 60% to 70% of normal.
I'm Don Elliott on the Northern News Network.